These days, Harry Reeling is working from a small office in a South Norwalk office building. Reeling says he's gotten a lot of positive feedback over the months, including recent endorsements by the police and fire unions.
I think that the government that I want to bring is one of transparency, where people know exactly what's going on all the time. One of civility, where people who can come to the podium and disagree will not be criticized publicly.
Reeling declines to say if the opposite is happening now. It's because he says he's trying to run a positive campaign, shying away from criticizing Moshe too directly. But as police chief for 17 years, Reeling says he's seen how the city works and thinks he could be a more effective leader. He says Norwalk's had stalled development projects, and he says many of the city's sidewalks and streets are in disrepair.
People coming into town looking at the condition of our streets are getting a bad impression of Norwalk. So those little things, those quality of life things, that if you don't pay attention to them, people start to think that nobody cares.
Mayor Dick Moshe says his strategy is all about running on his record.
This is it for me. I have no higher ambition to run for any. I've been offered to run for higher office on state tickets or Congress in the past, and I have no desire. This is my final place. When my political career ends, it'll be as mayor.
Moshe says he's had to balance providing services residents need while keeping taxes manageable. He lists development projects on West Avenue and North Water Street as moving ahead. He says he's added more police officers and the city's crime rate has gone down 11%. Moshe says Reeling's criticism has him baffled.
I'm not sure. He worked for me for 8 years and told everybody I was a great mayor. I don't know what the differences are. I mean, we all have differences. I don't think he knows the city as well as he thinks he knows it.
Moshe says he questions Reeling's commitment to Norwalk. For example, he says he was surprised to hear Reeling had applied for a job in Newport after he had asked for and was granted a contract extension as chief. Reeling says he's lived his entire life in Norwalk, went to Norwalk schools, and served for 41 years on the police force. He says that shows his dedication. Reeling ultimately didn't get the job. Moshe's campaign isn't releasing numbers from its internal polling, but campaign manager Art Shalaba says incumbency sets a pretty high bar for any challenger.
Voters, especially in Norwalk, don't really elect somebody, they unelect somebody. And from what we're seeing right now and everything that's moving forward, there's absolutely no reason to unelect Mayor Moshe.
But Norwalk is a bluer city than it was in 2003, registering 4,000 more Democrats since then, while Republicans have lost 1,000 registered voters. There are nearly twice as many Democrats as Republicans in Norwalk, but it's the city's Republicans who tend to get out the vote during non-presidential election years. In 2011, Republicans outnumbered Democrats in voter turnout, 42% to 35%. Moshe squeaked by with just a 700-vote advantage. Norwalk Democratic Registrar Stuart Wells says if Democrats can increase their turnout, Reeling could win.
If 5% more of the Democrats voted, there'd be 805 more Democratic votes, most of which presumably would go to a Democratic candidate for mayor. So even a slight increase in the Democratic turnout could make a big difference.
Moshe concedes his opponent in 2011, Andy Garfunkel, surprised him with his ground game. He vows to not make that mistake again. As the campaigns and debates continue in the final weeks, voters will decide which candidate and which strategy they prefer. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.